Hello.
Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, do you or just any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And just a moment. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am
Republican.
Well, we have a few options here. I am definitely
No,
going to vote.
Republican. Everything Republican.
Yes, well, this survey is about the projects on Watson and Jungle Island, as well as some other questions about the elections. But right now, we just want to know if you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you. And now, for quality assurance purposes, just I will ask you again, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Is it white or Anglo, Hispanic, African American or Black, Asian or Asian American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over if 65 years old?
18 and 35.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
The city of Miami or Miami-Dade County?
The city of Miami.
I don't know.
If you had to choose between the right direction or the wrong track, where do you fall? Based on observation, everything you have heard, seen on the news?
Honestly, I don't keep up much with the news, so I can't answer that question.
Okay. Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Is it affordable housing, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government?
I mean, those are all important issues. Do I have to pick just one?
In just one, the one you think will most help your family, you and your family.
I mean, they're all important issues, but I would say sea level rise, flooding is out of control.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Christine King.
Never heard of her.
And then we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable, highly unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or is just someone?
Highly unfavorable.
So how should I record your answer? Is very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable, yes.
Thank you. Then we have Manolo Reyes.
Never heard of him.
Joe Carollo.
How do we feel about Joe Carollo? Do we care about Joe Carollo? Neutral.
And in between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall?
I guess somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Miguel Gabela.
Don't know much about him.
So how should I record your answer?
Neutral, I guess.
And between somewhat favorable or and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall?
Just put I haven't heard of him because I've heard of him, but I don't know anything about his policies. So.
Okay. So between never heard of or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Damien Pardo.
Never heard of him.
Then we have Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Eileen Higgins.
Never heard of him.
And Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
And Daniela Levine-Cava.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald, Republican.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Yes in favor? And
yes.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Pirate Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon the market value of $135 million? To Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding, and requiring 1. Returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city. 2. Canceling existing theme park and hotel lease. And 3. Contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I don't know. I have to study that further.
And if you had to choose with what you just heard, would you vote yes in favor or no against?
I don't have an answer.
Okay, that's fine. And once again, if you had to choose today, with what you know, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no?
I don't have an answer.
Okay, that's fine. Now, the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing lease at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost of the city for $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, 2. Timeshare units become condominiums, 3. Mixed uses to include office, and 4. Expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'm sorry, can you... I've never heard of the referendum before. Can you read it one more time?
Yes. Shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases on, at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of no less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend terms 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost of the city the following: $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I'll say probably yes.
Right now we just have yes in favor or no against.
I guess yes in favor.
Thank you. And now, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal, and please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. First, we have reducing the overall amount of development.
I'm sorry, reducing the overall amount of what?
Of development.
I would support reducing the development, yes.
And do you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Somewhat approve or strongly approve the reducing of the development?
Yes.
Yes, strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Then we have all at no cost to the city of taxpayers, I'm sorry.
No cost to the city or taxpayers.
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I'm going to say strongly approve, I guess.
Thank you. Then we have a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
Strongly approve.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
Approve.
And is that strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then we have allowing office space to be included.
I guess strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Yes.
No.
How should I record this one?
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And last we have allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
I guess somewhat approved.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in a less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing all of this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
And is that probably vote yes or definitely vote yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, and regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? If you can, in a few words.
I like that it's less development. That sounds like it will benefit the city. Hopefully that additional $1 billion in tax revenue means lower property taxes for the rest of us.
Yes, I understand. And you said it sounds that it's less development and sounds like it will benefit the city.
I'm sorry.
I like that it's less development and that sounds like it benefits the city.
I guess what I like that it's less development and brings tax revenue that I hope will reduce property taxes for homeowners.
Homeowners. Thank you very much. So that would be, I like that it's less development and it will bring tax revenue that reduces property taxes for homeowners.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. First, we have adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
I guess.
And is that a somewhat convincing reason or not too convincing reason?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And is that convincing? Somewhat convincing. Okay.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the This proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. The City of Miami residents would be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have this proposal would expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Actually, change the jobs one to very convincing, and then answer somewhat convincing to this one, please.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And then we have, this proposal would result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Very convincing.
And last we have, this proposal would result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, as we near the last section of the survey, I just want to thank you for your patience and your time. But now I want to ask you, or you will be now given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If this would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. First, we have This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that the average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
Not convincing.
And is that not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit the development and project and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami residents cannot afford.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Not convincing, or somewhat not convincing.
Not too convincing?
Yeah.
Or somewhat?
Somewhat not convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, this proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, I would like to ask you one last time. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I mean, the project was already approved, so I would probably vote yes.
So it is yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. And the next one we had was, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. And now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this is just for classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom would you vote? For whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Trump, Republican.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree? College graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree or postgraduate degree?
College with a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
Thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Spanish and English equally.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.